You got to understand resources are scalable, but at the same time, you got to know what wins in your culture. But look, there's no doubt roster management resources are probably priority number one, and that probably they are priority number one. And you just got to know how to maximize that where you're at. So when you look at revenue sharing, do we need to be in the same category as St. John's or Arkansas? I don't think so. Okay. But you got to know your avenue and where your league brethren wants to live. And that's where I get back to alignment, right? And that's where, again, hats off to Jeff and our presidents for making sure that we have an identity around what we're doing in the Valley for basketball. And then how we have a role in that here locally at Murray State to ensure that we're competing in that space. It's constantly evolving. And, you know, I look back, let's rewind back to, you know, 2017 when cost of attendance came to the scene. The first people to get competitive there typically found a way to win quicker. Same with Alston academic incentive monies. The first teams to compete there found a way to win. Then NIL and now revenue share. These resources are very evident that they're dictating the ability to put roster together, but it doesn't take away from the fact that, look, the Valley is still a coach's league. I mean, you look at the coaches around this league and it's fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, these things, you've got to continue to lean forward into it because it's going to constantly evolve and you have to know who you are and where you are, but being flexible or nimble enough to sidestep and move forward. So you have to just have that mindset that, look, we're going to grow into this and we've got to take some calculated risks. I don't think you need to take blind risks nowadays, but calculated risks to ensure that you know what your investments and your expectations of ROIs need to look like.